As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, let's bring in Lisa Lanier. Now, it's called Lawyer Up because she goes inside the docket on several legal cases. LanierLawGroup.com. She's president there and our official attorney of this program. Lisa, hello and how are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thank you. Listen, I also want to remind you, we've got a lineup change in here today. Dave Aiken is out. Surely he's called you about a paternity issue.
If the child is over 18 now.
Right. He's down in Birmingham, and we're just figuring that's what he's doing, because we've never heard him mention the word Alabama in our lives.
No. Can you sue for back paternity?
You've answered that question a few times. I don't
what
know.
What if it's from, like, he didn't know, like a 23 and me? Like, he didn't just abandon the trial.
So he's not here today. B.B. Shea is in. There's a high-profile case going on that we wanted to get your comments on. My wife is watching this every day on Court TV. Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to testify today in a case that started way back in 2016 when she was skiing in Park City, Utah, next to a guy named Terry Sanderson. Sanderson claims that Paltrow slammed into him, causing him concussion, broken ribs, other injuries, and that he has not been the same since. He first sued her for over $3 million, but a judge ruled that it had to go down to $300,000. She's countersuing for $1 and legal fees just to prove that she is not in the wrong here. Lisa, what do you think about this case? Each is claiming the other is at fault. He claims she skied into him, left him with all those injuries, and just skied away like a ski hit and run. What are your thoughts on her chances here today?
Yeah, you know, it's going to depend on what the evidence shows in terms of who was the downhill person of the two, who was downslope.
Yep.
Because these ski accidents, they often result in, if there's a legitimate, serious injury, they often end up with some kind of lawsuit. And usually homeowners insurance will cover that. And I'm assuming that that's who's stepped in and providing a defense to Gwyneth Paltrow. And so they both claim to be the one that was downslope. They both claim to be the victim. Interestingly, the guy who's suing her, he was actually cited with being at fault by the ski patrol, but they said that that was something that was sort of trumped up by Gwyneth Paltrow, is what he's claiming. But and I think they later changed it and said they didn't know.
Well, they said it first because of her celebrity.
She's just so charming.
Yeah, right. I saw this on the part
she
of
charmed
it.
Him,
yeah, right. She charmed him, and she's famous, and so they just they said it was his fault, and he claims, of course, it wasn't. So, you ski, Lisa. I know you're a person who skis. You know those terms, the uphill versus downhill skier?
Yeah, and, I see a lot of ski accidents, and, it's a dangerous sport. I mean, last year, there were something like 57 deaths and 54 catastrophic injuries just in the United States on ski slopes. And especially if you go to a slope that allows snowboarders, it tends to be that the snowboarders are going faster and can't stop, and it's considered the duty of the uphill skier to look to see what's ahead. Don't go too fast for the conditions. Don't pop out of a wooded area where you can't see who's coming, around the corner, that sort of thing. And it's pretty common for the person who's the uphill skier to be tagged with negligence here. It did sound like to me, he has some issues that he's 76, I think, and he's had some prior head injuries. And so, before this concussion, so he's going to have some trouble, I think, proving that this head injury was, made him so much worse than these prior head injuries. And they're attacking his credibility, saying, look, you're kind of older and you've got head injuries, so you can't recall correctly. So that, it's going to be interesting to see what the jury finds. It's just going to come right down to a finding of fact.
Are there any witnesses, Lisa, or is it just the two principals?
I think it's pretty much just the two principals.
Wow. I think he's got trouble then. I don't think he's going to win.
I can't believe that there weren't cameras on the slopes or anything.
But they're enormous. The slopes are enormous. Yeah.
Typically, are there cameras on slopes at some places? I don't even know.
Yeah, there are cameras. And also, you would think that somebody would have come forward with some GoPro. And like my son snowboards, and he always has a GoPro strapped to his helmet. And every other teenager out there does, and they're... there's footage of everybody that he goes past.
That's another idea I had for I'm trying to go famous on TikTok. I'm going to strap a phone to my head when I play pickleball so you can get first person look at the balls coming at me.
My God.
Are you still working on the strap
GoPro.
Part?
GoPro.
Yeah, I was going to strap it to my head. You think
sleepy time.
You invented the GoPro?
Yeah. Have I invented... Yesterday, I invented the Apple Wallet. Today, I've invented the GoPro. Okay, I'll strap it to my head and show you exactly what it looks like to have balls coming slowly at you.
Oh, you should see. You should do commentary over it, too. Like, do slow motion commentary.
As you can tell, the ball's coming right at me. I will adjust my weight to one side.
That's how I'm going to go viral on TikTok.
And here's where I holler, yours, to my partner.
I do a lot of that, actually.
Yeah.
Yours.
You take it. I'll be over here. Okay. My gut tells me Gwyneth Paltrow wins here, Lisa.
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, the jury is instructed that if it's a tie, then the plaintiff loses because you have to prove that it's more likely than not that she was negligent. The only thing that I think that he has in his favor is that a lot of people hate her. You know, I mean, I don't know, for whatever reason, she seems to just have really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And so, you know, that's the only thing I can think of.
Do you think it's the weird thing she sells on her website, like the vagina candles and
the steamers,
maybe.
The vag steamers?
Yeah, maybe. She's into a lot of weird stuff. And
she is.
You know, she seems kind of pretentious. You know, I don't know.
There is just inherent celebrity dislike.
But it was interesting in the Johnny Depp trial, it was his ex that became disliked. Remember that?
The second one.
Yes.
It was all Johnny Depp as a monster.
And then the second time around, well, I've forgotten her name now.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. And people loved him and hated her. And it was
180.
Yeah. And he won. He wound up winning the thing.
I actually did have a question for Lisa about this case. So Gwyneth Paltrow's countersuing for $1. Yes. So if she ends up winning, does the guy just pull $1 out of his wallet and hand it to her and go about their way? Or is there a whole situation that has to happen?
Great
there.
Question. What are your thoughts, Lisa?
Yeah, you know, and they may have a provision where if she wins, that he has to pay her attorney fees. That may be the point of that.
Yeah, that is included with it. But
I bet her attorney's spendy.
I bet the attorney is too. Maybe she should just Venmo me. Yeah, Venmo me $1 across the court.
Don't buy me a Coke out of the machine.
Yeah.
pay for my parking. That's
it for today. Here's the next case. A couple in Manhattan claims that a restaurant they go to, it's called Gamak. It is a Korean restaurant. Anyway, a large dead mouse or dead rat was served in their soup, and they are suing. But do they have to prove that it was in the soup? We've had these kind of stories before. Do you give this couple much of a chance, Lisa?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. It's really... I posted a picture of the mouse in the soup on my Instagram, on my linear larger Instagram. I couldn't get, my Facebook wasn't working right this morning, so I couldn't get LLG Facebook working. But,
Lord. I want to see this.
Oh, it's bad.
I would call it a mouse. You know, I mean, I grew up on a farm. We made a big distinction between a rat and a mouse,
yes,
you know, but this, I would say this is a mouse, but it's landing. You see its little feet sticking up and it clearly, I mean, it looks like it's, you know, been in the soup a while. And this particular restaurant is very popular in New York and New Jersey. They have two locations, super popular restaurant, but they've had some health code issues, and I think they let their health code license lapse or something. So they're in trouble. They're shut down. They're saying that they're going to make changes and be back because it's super popular place. But so typically your average settlement in New York for something like this in your food without illness is, you know, just with sort of the shock and fright of it on and all, the jurors are awarding over $100,000. And if you get sick from it, over $200,000. So they're going to get paid.
Oh, my God.
They may never recover from that.
That's pretty rough.
Gross. I mean, it is really gross. And it blends in with the Korean soup really well.
Well, really, do you think the waiter passed it off as, oh, yeah, that's it.
Chef special. Chef recommends.
Yeah, this is our special for the night. Oh, my goodness. How terrible. There's another story here today that is really bad also. A woman named Clara Oliva. She's 68 years old. She used some eye drops in her right eye, and they have recalled the eye drops, the Center for Disease Control. But she, not before her eye was so infected, they had to remove her right eye.
This is a stunning.
It's awful.
Have you seen some of this?
It's
unbelievable, the cases that are coming out.
Because people have died from these eye drops.
Yeah, three people, I believe, have died. And like seven have lost sight, fully lost their sight. and quite a few have had to have an eyeball removed.
This woman had an eyeball removed and has been declared legally blind, and it's completely changed her life. She was a vibrant 68-year-old. Now she's blind and lost
that was her good eye. That was her good eye.
That was her good eye. That was her good eye.
Well, you wouldn't put drops in the bad one.
Hate to say it like that, but yeah, that was her good eye. I think she should get millions out of these eye drops, Lisa. What do you think? Is everybody going to get a huge payday here?
Yeah, yeah, she will. She'll get a big payday. And, you know, like you said, there's 3 dead, 8 have lost an eye, and 68 people are currently battling the infection. It's a drug-resistant infection. It's very hard to treat successfully. And this lady was in Florida, where under Florida, their products liability law, she can sue anyone, any entity that was in the stream of commerce. So she can sue the person that sold it to her, the person that manufactured it, the person that marketed, you know, all of them.
And, the kid at Walgreens?
Said, yeah, the kid at Walgreens gets sued. That's
Walgreens.
Right. That's right.
Walgreens is there. So if for some reason this little pharmaceutical company that sells the eye drops, if they for some reason like go bankrupt or something and can't pay or don't have you know, assets or coverage, she's got other people in that stream of commerce like the drugstore or whatever. But wow. I tell you, you need to look. If you use eye drops, these were all over the United States. You need to look. Make sure you don't, you're not using these things.
I do use eye drops.
Well, they're a massive recall. It's actually a company that was sold on Amazon because quite a few people, I believe, are trying to sue Amazon. The company's, the eye drops were made in India.
It's called Esri Care Artificial Tears is what it's called. E-Z-R-I, artificial, E-Z-R-I Care, Esri Care Artificial Tears. Huh. I just recently tried a new eye drop.
Yeah?
A friend of mine.
On Edible Mountain?
We were on Edible Mountain. And a friend of mine
eyes
said.
Eyes as red as the devil did.
We're up on
Sorry, Lisa.
BB Shay, I'm glad you're here to
yeah,
do this.
Of course.
We're up on Edible Mountain, and my friend
look,
says,
look, man, the owner of the Airbnb saw us smoking. The cops are coming. Put these in your eyes.
He gave me some eye drop. He goes, it's like a breath mint for your eyeball. And I have to say, I don't know what he gave me, but I love those eye drops because it was like all of a sudden it was like, oh.
I can see.
For the first time, I could see the world clearly. I knew what was going on. And he said,
I have the answers.
It's a breath mint. It's like a drop of retin for your eyeball. And it really was. I hope it wasn't these Esri Care artificial tears.
I didn't even
look at the label. This is awful. I mean, nobody's using those. It is terrible. Yeah. And you're right. Everything you said is true. Resistant to drugs and it causes a terrible infection is awful.
One guy ended up having some type of experimental light done, like high-powered blinking light. Like light therapy that killed the bacteria finally.
Finally.
Goodness.
Yeah. Maybe that's what everybody's got to do that's got these things. I felt so bad for this poor woman who lost her eyeball.
Her good eye.
Her good eye.
Her only good eye. She can't leave the house now.
No. She's literally left. And she used to be like she would care for her grandchildren and all that. And all that's gone.
Oh, yeah. She picked her grandkids up from school. She did all kinds of stuff.
It's terrible. Mm. It is awful. I hope she does get paid big time, which she will. Lisa Lanier. I tell you one thing I couldn't see straight after those Everclear things you made last week. Those Jello shots.
Everclear Lanier.
Did you have some of those BB shots?
I had a couple of them things. Them things were stout.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Bring them back anytime, Lisa, please.
Welcome in here anytime. Yeah.